Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 21st. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago today, in 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. As he stepped onto the lunar surface, he declared, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." This monumental achievement, part of the Apollo 11 mission, symbolized humanity's boundless curiosity and determination to explore beyond our planet. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. The winds are currently sideshore at 4 to 6 mph, which may create some minor bumps as the day progresses. Expect a shift to onshore winds later, adding some texture to the waves. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 feet just after 8:30 a.m., with a 2.5-foot low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features a mix of conditions. Tuesday starts with clean 2 feet waves and light winds, ideal for beginners. By afternoon, conditions shift to choppy with winds increasing to 9 mph. Wednesday maintains fair waves at 3+ feet, but becomes choppy in the afternoon. Thursday continues with air conditions early, but winds create choppy surf by midday, making for a bumpy experience. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 66 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:56. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high around 71 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 63 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 73 and light west winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 64. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs near 74 and 75. Expect mostly cloudy nights with lows around 63. Friday continues the trend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 74. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, In-N-Out Burger, a beloved California institution, is facing a significant transition. Billionaire CEO Lindsay Snyder, raised in Northern California, plans to relocate to Franklin, Tennessee. During her appearance on a podcast, she expressed gratitude for her California roots, but noted, "Raising a family is not easy here. Doing business is not easy here." While the majority of In-N-Out locations will remain in California, the company plans to open offices and restaurants in Tennessee by 2026. Snyder also confirmed that expansions to the East Coast are unlikely, despite interest from states like Florida. Now on to sports. The 2025 Open Championship has crowned Scottie Scheffler as its champion, marking his fourth major victory and third leg of the career Grand Slam. With a decisive four-stroke win at Royal Portrush, Scheffler's impressive performance included over 8 strokes gained putting and an outstanding 79% success rate on putts from 5 to 10 feet. At just 29 years old, he joins the ranks of legends like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. As he heads toward the U.S. Open next summer, which coincides with his 30th birthday, he is poised to complete the Grand Slam. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Washington, the Padres beat the Nationals 8-1. Xander Bogaerts ignited the game with a grand slam in the first inning, while Elias Diaz added a homer of his own. Nick Pivetta earned the win, allowing just one run over 6 innings. The Friars tallied 13 hits against Washington 6, with Cronenworth and Machado also contributing to the scoreline. San Diego now boasts 54 wins and 45 losses. This afternoon, the Friars take on the Marlins in Miami for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Yuri Perez, boasting a 3.18 earned run average, faces an undecided Friars pitcher. First pitch is at 3:40 under partly cloudy skies and 89 degrees. In top news, a significant new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests that going to bed early may have substantial benefits for adults. Researchers analyzed the sleep and exercise habits of nearly 20,000 adults, collecting data over 5 million nights. Those who went to bed by 9 p.m. engaged in about 30 more minutes of physical activity the next day compared to those who went to bed at 1 a.m. Lead author Dr. Josh Liotta emphasizes that health campaigns should promote earlier bedtimes to encourage more active lifestyles, ultimately supporting better individual and community health outcomes. In business news, in a crowded market, Vacation, a personal care startup born during the pandemic, is redefining sunscreen by making it fun again. With a whimsical design that combines elements of Club Med and Margaritaville, their products include an SPF 30 mousse in a whipped cream canister and a detachable bracelet jug. Since its launch in 2021, Vacation has generated $40 million in revenue, with projections to double by 2025. Recently, the brand expanded its presence in stores like CVS and Costco, capturing 1.1% of U.S. sunscreen sales. The founders aim to maintain their playful brand personality as they grow. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $117,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $3,700. And XRP is down 0.5% to $3.47. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Chronic venous insufficiency affects an estimated 40% of Americans, often going unnoticed. This condition occurs when valves in leg veins weaken, allowing blood to pool. Warning signs include swelling, aching calves, and bulging veins, which may be mistaken for everyday discomforts. Women over 50, pregnant individuals, and those with a sedentary lifestyle are particularly at risk. Early diagnosis is crucial, as untreated symptoms can lead to serious complications. Fortunately, treatments like compression stockings, lifestyle changes, and various medical interventions can effectively manage this condition, improving quality of life for many. And in entertainment news, best-selling author Taylor Jenkins Reid, known for Daisy Jones and the Six, has released her latest novel, Atmosphere, which explores a woman's journey in NASA's space shuttle program during the 1980s. Reid emphasizes the extensive research required, particularly thanks to insights from Paul Dye, a retired flight director at NASA. She shares her morning routine, which includes getting her daughter ready and dressing in stylish yet comfortable attire. Reid finds writing therapeutic, often guided by her emotional connection to her characters. She also enjoys relaxing in a hammock surrounded by fruit trees, finding it restorative in her busy life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.